Yesterday we mentioned the dispute between the Ramban and the Shulah whether or not public Torah reading is something which is an obligation on the individual or it's something which is on the tzibur. And we concluded that, like the words of the Ramban, the general consensus of the poskim is in fact it is only a chiyuv on it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. He says that's if that's the case, even though you do not have an individual obligation to actually hear the Torah reading, nonetheless, it's still a good thing that we should try to make our every effort to listen to the Torah reading. In the days that were set out for this, as Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra HaSofer instituted. Some actually compare this idea of trying to actually hear the Torah reading compares it to tefillah b'tzibur, to actually daven with a minyan. It's brought down in the Eshel Avraham that if you would actually put these two side by side on a scale, so to speak, of which is more important, hearing Kriyas HaTorah or Tevil B'tzibur, he says that Tevil B'tzibur is certainly more important. Based on that, he says a couple other things that, for example, what would it be if you'd have this scenario of either hearing the Torah reading or being able to daven Tevil B'zmana within the proper time before the Sovzman Tevilah. So certainly also, he says that it's better that a person should daven at the proper time with a tzibur, then the listening of Kriyas HaTorah. And he also says one other comment with regard to it, that it's compared to tefillah b'tzibur. He says that imagine that you're in the middle of the Shemot Esrei, and all of a sudden they begin reading the Torah. So should you, obviously you can't actually make any interruptions, but maybe you should stop in the middle of Shemot Esrei and listen to the Kriya. So he says, "Lo yishdog lishmo hakriya," that a person should not do so, that a person should just continue in the Amidah and not actually make any interruption, which is not the din when it comes to, for example, Kedusha. When it comes to Kedusha, we obviously in the middle of the Shemot Esrei, we did not respond, but we listen, and we have this concept of Shemek Ona, which kicks in, so it's as though you actually have said it because you were listening. But nonetheless, it is compared on some level to Tefillah B'tzibur in the following manner. Chitzarech leches ad shir hiluch mil, which is translated here as 18 minutes. That a person who has the ability to hear a Torah reading should try to go out of their way, even an 18-minute distance, to be able to hear it. Kedei l'spalo b'tzibur, just like when it comes to davening with a tzibur, so too when it comes to listening to the Torah reading, even though you do not have an individual obligation to hear it. Gedolei Yisrael, that there are times in which, for various reasons, a person was unable to hear the Torah reading. And it's brought down that the Gedolei Yisrael, in the event that, for whatever reason, let's say on a Shabbos, they couldn't hear the Torah reading, whatever reason we can imagine, so they would not just say, okay, I missed Parshat Yisro, we'll move on to Mishpatim. They would actually take a Chumash, which is, of course, second best, and they would read, and it's brought down, in addition to the regular idea of Shtayim Yikra Becha Targum, which a person should do anyway, they would read from a Chumash these Parshiot that were skipped, so that they would not have missed out, at least, in hearing it in that capacity. It says like this, V'kivan sheshmias kriyas haTorah einu chova, since we do not have an individual obligation to hear the Torah reading, because of that, we have additional leniencies, unlike the more strict opinion of the Shulah, that it is upon ourselves an obligation. He says, we mention, for example, when it comes to the bracha before we hear the Megillah, the bracha before the shofar is blown. We try our very best to have the kavana that we are about to fulfill a specific mitzvah. And we also ask the person that is saying the bracha that they should have us in mind that we are going to fulfill our obligation through hearing that which they're doing. But that obligation is not so when it comes to hearing the Torah reading in public. It's not necessary for the person who reads the Torah to think, I'm having everyone in mind. And the person who's hearing it doesn't have to think that they're mimikayim any particular mitzvah. You don't need to have any of this type of kavana. He's going to say that right now. Lo bebracha shulafneha v'yachareha, v'lo be'etzem kriyas haTorah. It doesn't make a difference when it comes to the bracha before or after the reading, or the actual reading itself. And in parentheses says, v'shani mikriyas zachar, and he also brings down Parshas Parah, which is a machlokas, whether it's the rest of the Rabbanon, but nonetheless he brings that down. V'kriyas haMegillah, chiyuvim muteles al hayachid. Those things are unique in that the individual has the obligation to actually hear those readings. It's not just that it has to be read in the congregation, but you have an obligation to go out of your way to hear it. So when it comes to those things, you actually have to have this intention, this kavana in your mind that you're about to fulfill. I'm going to skip next two lines for a moment. And he says that based on this idea of tefillah b'tzibur, that kriyas haTorah in hearing it is like davening with a minyan, he says, for this reason, ein isha chayeves l'shtadu l'shmo kriyas haTorah kivan she'en shach inyan shel tzibur. Because of this idea that we're comparing Torah reading to tefillah b'tzibur, therefore women do not have the same obligation as men do as far as hearing the Torah reading. Because Malcolm, nonetheless, he says, of course, im hein nimsus bebeis achneses b'shas kriyas haTorah chayeves lishtok umazin. Certainly, if they're there, they should be silent and to try their very best to listen. So that it doesn't look like they're disgracing the words of Hashem, that they're just busy talking, God forbid, in the middle of the Torah reading. They're just not listening. However, he brings down that if they leave the shul, kodim kriyas haTorah shabradam. It's not such a big deal if they would leave before Torah reading. Obviously, it's encouraged that they should stay, because they're still listening and learning Torah regardless. But the same obligation is not there, because of this idea of tzibor, of tefillah b'tzibor, in which is how we compare kriyas haTorah. Now, the two lines that I skipped are as follows. This is how we're gonna conclude. He says, v'chein efshar, it's also possible, let's say schovas kriyas haTorah, because the obligation is not on the individual, except for the things that we mentioned before, it's possible, he brings down, that a person can fulfill their obligation of hearing the Torah reading, gam kishmoa alide ramkol, even if you hear it through a ramkol, which... Right, there's no word in the Torah which says ramkol. Kol ram means a voice which is loud, which is through a microphone. He says, if a person can withhold themselves from using it, that's something which is preferred. Obviously, in the event, based on these words alone, that people cannot hear, then obviously that would be the lesser of two evils. I just want to conclude with the, because we brought down this idea of the ramkol, the basic machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who is more strict in this matter, and the opinions of the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe Feinstein, who are generally more lenient with regard to the microphone. So I'm just going to spend 1 minute, and then we'll stop. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his Tshuvas, Mincha Shlomo, speaks about the microphone. He says the way a microphone works is it receives sound waves, which is from the original voice or sound, and converts them into electronic signals. An amplifier speaker system, that system then reconverts the electronic signals to an amplified replica of the original sound. And therefore, he says the problem with this is that the person who is saying the words into the microphone and that which people are hearing are not necessarily the same thing. The Chazon Ish is more lenient, and he says that since the reality, the original sound is coming from a person, therefore it doesn't make a difference, even though the voice is being amplified, it's all right. Rav Moshe Feinstein kind of takes a little bit of a middle road. It begins to be more lenient, leaning toward the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that a ramkol is accepted, and he says, nonetheless, that he discourages the use of a microphone, even when it comes to other certain mitzvot, including the reading of the Megillah. That's what the Rav Moshe Feinstein itself says. But of course, we can be lenient according to the opinion of the Chazon Ish, as it's brought down over here, in the event where it is where it is necessary. And in conclusion, I just want to share one other thought, that even though there's all these different stringencies, Rav Moshe Feinstein does talk about with regard to Havdalah, that over the telephone, on behalf of a listener who has no other way to hear it, such as a patient in a distant hospital, then he certainly is makel. So therefore the idea is, b'shas adchak, we can certainly be lenient, and there are certainly opinions that say it is permissible, and certainly when it comes to the Torah reading, which is not an obligation on the Yachid, there is certainly room to be made.